Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
All right, it is great to be with you today. I've been saying to you, Pennsylvania is everything, and the energy issue and the energy question. It's an honor to welcome back to the show the Secretary of Energy for the United States, Dan Brouillette. Mr. Secretary, thanks again for coming on the show today.
Good morning, Rich. Great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hear you're coming back to Pennsylvania again today.
I am. I'm out in Pittsburgh again today. We're going to be visiting some folks on an oil rig. We're going out to our National Energy Technology Laboratory in Pittsburgh to talk about the future of energy here in Pennsylvania and all around the world.
An oil rig in Pennsylvania. I don't think most people realize that Pennsylvania, they think Texas for oil. They don't think Pennsylvania.
You know, that's true. But, you know, we have to start thinking about this very differently. The East, the eastern part of the United States, is the largest producer of natural gas. And I dare say might be even oil at some point in the future. But natural gas in particular, the East dominates natural gas production. So while it may be unusual to think about Pennsylvania as an energy state, it is, in fact, an energy state.
Really? And so guys on an oil rig, for example, when you go to see them and talk to them, what are some of their concerns that they have?
Well, they're concerned about the politicians in Washington, D.C., who might eliminate some of the technologies that have made us the number one producer of oil and gas in the world and has had Pennsylvania dominate that production here in the United States. And I'm talking specifically about hydraulic fracturing. You know, that technology was developed at the Department of Energy many, many years ago, and the private sector, George Mitchell in particular, took it to levels that we could not have imagined. And it is singularly the technology that has allowed this country to become an exporting nation. You know, when I was growing up, Rich, down in Louisiana 40-plus years ago, 50-plus years ago, we imported the bulk of our crude oil from the Middle East. That's no longer the case. We now export oil and gas all around the world, much of it coming from right here in Pennsylvania.
That's really important to understand, Secretary Dan Brouillette. When the other night when Joe Biden at the debate, and he said, we're going to stop with oil, and the president said to him, well, you know, we'll remember that, Pennsylvania voters. How much does the energy industry affect the state of Pennsylvania's economy?
Well, it's an enormous impact here in Pennsylvania. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of jobs that depend directly on the energy industry, just the simple production of oil and gas, and in some cases, renewable power. But it's the ripple effect that occurs all throughout the economy. You know, we talk about it in terms of the national economy as well. I like to tell folks that, you know, the national economy is measured in what's known as the gross domestic product, the GDP. You may have heard that a couple times. Energy makes up roughly 8% of the nation's GDP. But importantly, Rich, it is the first 8%. You can't go to work if there's no gas in your car. You can't use your Wi-Fi to telecommute or work from home during this pandemic if the lights don't come on and you don't have electricity. Everything that we do in the economy depends upon the provision of energy. So it's key to everything that we do, and that's why the impact to Pennsylvania is so enormous. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting conversation over the course of the next few months as to what happens with these important technologies. But I cannot overstate its importance. We are the number one producer of oil and gas in the world because of the technologies that we use right here in Pennsylvania.
Secretary Dan Briette joins me. He's the Secretary of Energy for the United States of America. He's back in Pennsylvania again today. We can't get rid of this guy. He's always in Pennsylvania, it seems, and we appreciate it, too, actually.
Well, my wife's from Philly, Rich. I have to come back and get a cheesesteak every now and then.
You do. Absolutely. By the way, you're also a fellow Terp. I want to make that point clear, too. You are a University of Maryland guy, right?
I am. I am indeed.
I don't know if you're admitting it after our performance against Northwestern over the weekend. I'm a little shamed by it. So personally, I'm trying to tell people I went. I'm pretending I didn't go to Maryland today. You know, these are tough times for us. But on a serious note, too, about fracking, Mr. Secretary, I want to ask you about that as well, because obviously, you know, all of these various technologies, they keep our country safe and secure as well. And I think, again, we forget about this, too, that without energy being made here, we then become dependent upon other countries around the world. And what are some of the other countries around the world that we would become primarily dependent upon? If, say, tomorrow we said the end of gas, the end of oil, and but we found out we really needed those things, who would we have to turn to, for example?
Well, we would go right back to turning to the Middle East. I mean, it would be the, you know, the provision of oil from Saudi Arabia and places like that, Qatar and other places, to provide us gas. You know, and that's a world in which we just do not want to go back to. There's been a peace process in the Middle East, and that's a very important point to remember. You know, Jared Kushner and others at the White House have done a phenomenal job with the Abraham Accords. So things are changing in the Middle East, but that doesn't mean we want to be dependent upon the Middle East for the provision of energy here in America. Those are not the days that we want to return to. And I think, as the president has pointed out, and as his policy has proven, when you diversify yourself, when you produce oil, you produce gas, you produce coal, you produce renewable energy, you produce nuclear energy here in America, it gives us a diversity of energy sources such that we don't have to be dependent on anyone for the provision of energy here in America. And that's important for us to remember. It helps our national security. We see it in our foreign policy. We're able to do things. We're able to hold Iran accountable. You know, we don't have to worry about losing that oil production on the world market. Those are important foreign policy victories that this president has been able to accomplish because we are so energy dominant.
And last question for you, Mr. Secretary, because I know you're a very busy guy and you've got to go to the oil rig today. But the notion of the environment and energy's role in this, if we got rid of natural gas, for example, what does that do? Because as I understand it, and I'm obviously not an expert, but as I understand it, natural gas is one of the cleanest burning technologies we can use, right?
It is indeed. It's much less carbon intensive than other fuel sources. But, you know, what's important to remember is that, you know, we have developing countries all around the world who are transitioning from literally burning wood to higher intensity fuels. And natural gas is a perfect resource for them. So if we have that ability to develop it here, export it out of places like Philadelphia, which has a great port, we can provide India with natural gas. We can provide much of Africa with natural gas, all of these developing countries who are begging us for this U.S. resource. So, you know, that, if you're an environmentalist, means a cleaner environment. It means cleaner air, cleaner water all around the world.
All right. Now, people on Twitter want to know where your wife grew up exactly.
Fishtown.
By the way, you got to come back to Fishtown. They have, first of all, the best pizza. Pizza Badia is there, and I love that place. But you should see the restaurants they have now in Fishtown. It's exploding.
We may not recognize it. She was born and raised in Fishtown. Moved down south toward Aston and Delaware County later in life, but born and raised in Fishtown. She's a Fishtown girl.
Nice. Very, very nice. Well, listen, we always appreciate your time on the show, and I appreciate you coming back to Pennsylvania so many times. The Secretary of the United States Department of Energy, Energy Secretary Dan Briette, thanks so much, my friend. Really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Rich. Great to be with you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.